thou wilt hearken to me, or rather to Chrysippus, the sharpest witted of philosophers, I shall provide that thine infant and young babe be forthwith instructed in good learning, whilst his wit is yet void from tares and vices, whilst his age is tender and tractable, and his mind flexible and ready to follow everything, and also will keep fast good lessons and precepts. For we remember nothing so well when we be old as those things that we learn in our young years. Care not thou for those fools' words which chatter that this age partly is not able enough to receive discipline, and partly unmeet to abide the labours of studies. For first, the beginnings of learning, stayed specially by memory, which, as I said, in young ones is very holdfast. Secondly, because nature hath made us to acknowledge the study of that thing cannot be too hasty, whereof the author of all things herself has grafted in us the seeds. Beside, there's some things be necessary to be known, that we, somewhat elder, which by a certain peculiar readiness of nature, the tender age perceiveth most, much more quickly, and also much more easily than doth the elder, as the first beginnings of letters, the knowledge of tales and fables of poets, etc. Finally, why should the age be thought unmeet to learning, which is apt to learn manners? Or what other things should children do, rather when they be more able to speak? As saying needs, they must do somewhat. How much more profitable it is at that age to sport in letters than in trifles. Thou wilt say that it is but of little value that it is done in these first years. Why is it despised as a small thing, which is necessary to a very great matter? And why is that lucre, be it never so little, yet a lucre despised of purpose? Now, if you often put a light to a little, there riseth a great heap. Herewith consider this also, if being an infant he learns smaller things, he shall learn greater, growing upwards in these years, in which those smaller should have been learned. Finally, while he does these things, at the least he shall be kept from these faults, whereas we comely the age to be infected. For nothing doth better occupy the whole mind of men than studies.